What is up, my people?
What's good? We're back again with another episode.
Exactly. I'm Dami.
And it's your boy, Dari.
And you're listening to us on Dari and Dami's podcast. Yes. So, thank you guys for listening to our last episodes. We honestly and truly appreciate you guys.
We really appreciate it. The feedback was crazy. Everything was...
Exactly. Like, you guys are blowing expectations every single time. And we love you for that.
Exactly. So, continued thanks. And we're just gonna, you know, get into it real quick. Today's episode is a much harder one to, you know, traverse because we're talking about anxiety today, and it's something that we've all felt, but we all feel it differently. So we're just going to talk about how we feel about certain things.
Yeah, and just a disclaimer, like, this is our experience. Like, we're not generalizing. We're not saying that this is how we feel for everybody. This is just... we're just giving our personal experiences about it. And honestly, if you have any other opinions, any, you know, things to add or anything you think you'd like us to know, you can always DM us on Instagram at Dari and Dami's podcast. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get into it.
Exactly. Let's jump into it. So, off the top of my head, both of us were both from Nigeria. We came to Canada to school. And there are certain things that, you know, that hit us differently. Mm-hmm. Just with coming all the way from where we are to come to a whole different country, environment.
You know, crossing rivers, oceans.
Exactly. Just to come and start, pretty much start something new and all.
Yeah, like, we're literally leaving our friends, family to, like, establish something on our own. So it's quite hard. And I think we both felt anxiety coming here to start with.
Yeah, because for me, at the back of my head, I always had it that, okay, my parents have done a whole lot to get me this far, you know, like, can't mess it up. You know you have something, you have something to do, but there's a lot of excitement, but at the same time, you're excited. But I was also pretty worried, like, what if I mess up? What if something, even just getting on the flight, because I came to Canada by myself. Just getting on the flight, I was like, what if I miss my flight? What?
I don't know. I didn't even want to come here to start because I already had friends. I was already in uni back in Nigeria, and I felt like, okay, I have a solid base back home. And I was like, I'm scared. What if I come here? I don't find friends. And usually, you always have your parents to fall back on. Yeah. I know last, if I'm stressed in school, I just want to unwind. I can just go back to my house, go back to hang with my family. I'm coming to a country, a province where I have nobody. Like, I literally don't really know anybody here. So there was fear of that.
Which differs from me. Because on my end, I have a brother here. But even at that, I had a whole different set of things I had to worry about, which we'll get into. And I feel like this is very interesting for those of you that have siblings that are already here. And, you know, there are these sort of standards that they've set for, you know, they've really set the tone for what it should be like while you're here. So, you know, we'll get into that much later in the episode.
Yeah, so another anxiety before school. You know, new educational system.
New system, you're not even sure. Some of us, it was like, what we're studying? Is it even what we want to do in life? Like, we're not that sure.
Yeah, like, let me just put it out there. My parents planned my whole life in this Canada. My daddy selected my major. My dad selected my first courses. Because, like I said, I wasn't planning to come because I was already in, like, uni back home. But things, I was in a public university. So my parents did that strike. Because a lot of strikes happen in Nigeria. The last strike at uni, like, where I was at, was for over a year. Like, people...
It's very frustrating.
Yeah. Exactly. So my dad had already, like, planned backup plan for, you know, me to leave Nigeria. And I don't know, it was scary because I'm like, I'm used to one way of learning. I'm going to have to learn something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, with no guidance or nobody to help me whatsoever.
Exactly. And, you know, just the new environment. So you're coming from high school, and in high school, you finish grade 12, I think it is here, but for us, it's SS3. When you finish that, at that point, to be fair, you feel like you're on top, that kind of thing. Like, and then you come to this new place, and everything is different.
Everybody's back, on the same level.
It's back to square one. You really don't know where to start from. You now have to start figuring it out. I was losing my mind for a good period of time. I was like, where do I even start with this? Where am I going with this?
Honestly, I had, like, depression for, like, a couple of months when I first moved here. I was so sad. My family actually felt that from back home because I didn't want to talk to anybody because I was just alone. I was in a place I was like, I think I was scared because It was a lot. I really can't even go into it like right now. And I really didn't have I didn't have much friends. And even the friends that I had, I didn't really know them that well to like, you know, trust them enough to even talk about my fears with.
Yeah.
So I felt really alone.
And then even while having all of that to deal with, you still have to actually go to school and you know, you still have to go to classes and all.
You still have to actively
be in there. So it's quite difficult. And one thing for me, like I said, you know, I mentioned my older sibling earlier. I'll give this to him. He's one of the smartest people I know. So just from the jump, there was this, you know, really high bar that I had. I was like, even if nobody told me, even if my parents didn't like say anything like that to me,
you have a precedent to follow
through. Like, and I was taking the same course. I'm living his life again. So I'm taking the same course, same professors, that kind of thing. And he was pretty smart. So it was like,
they want you to do either how we did or better.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, now that I'm looking at it, I literally live this boy's life. Because I worked the same jobs that he did. So I worked under the same people. And they will come up to me and they will be like, oh, your brother did so good. I know they are just praising him, but this is also even on my part, to be fair. And they are just letting me know that, oh, my brother did good work for them. But then I took it as, oh, because they would praise him. They would be like, your brother was so good. He was so smart. He worked so hard, this and that. And all I was interpreting that as was, you better live up to your brother. You're just going to be a disappointment.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. It stuck with me for a while.
It's definitely a lot to handle.
Exactly. So I was always trying to, you know, live up to that kind of thing. I was always, all my assignments, everything, I was like, how would he do it? How would he go about it? He wouldn't, you know, mess up this question that kind of way. So
it's a lot on your shoulders. Yeah, exactly.
Even if nobody's necessarily putting it on there, but it still came to
me. Yeah. But the thing is, when we went through, we had fears doing these things beforehand, but when we went through them, it was a lot, but we actually did get through it. So yeah. And there's like the fears of like, okay, well, what I'm doing right now even matter?
What happens after? What's next?
Exactly. Because I'm like, you take this course, you're like, you know,
you pay all this money. All this work, all these assignments. Like,
it's not as if when you leave school,
that the job is just going to land.
Like, so I think I get really anxious about like, okay, so what's going to be coming next?
Yeah.
What are my plans for the future? You know, like, what job should I be looking for?
Yeah.
Will I even get my PR? Like, it's a whole lot.
You know, just to even process and...
To process and even to...
To figure out. Because there are a lot of people that you see that they're working a job. While I feel like every international student feels this for some reason, they were working a job while they were in school, you know, just a small job to get bills done, exactly. And then they graduate and you cannot find a job.
I'm so scared of being stuck in one place.
I've not graduated, so it's still here.
Exactly. We've not graduated, so like, I feel like it's something that I'm like, let me just say this for people that I hate my job. I hate it so much. If my employers are listening, you don't know me.
She doesn't.
I'm just joking. No remorse. But back to everybody else, I hate my job. I don't like my job. I'm not going to say it this. It's a personal thing. I don't like the job and I really want to leave. My fear now is that once I finish school, I'm not get jobs. I'm because that's all I know. I'm now stuck there at something I hate. I'm so scared of that. But, you know.
And just even growing up and figuring things out. You know, you depend on how long you're staying or whether or not you're even going to go back
to, like, Nigeria.
Something that's I always run the scenario in my head that, okay, let's say I finish school and then I go back to Nigeria. What I've learned here, or, you know, what I've done here, am I even going to be able to apply it back home? Is it even going to, you know, matter? Because if it doesn't, let's say I finish university here, I go back to Nigeria, I'm like, okay, I want to start working. So if I don't get something, all of this was for naught.
All of this was just for, you know, it was experience.
Exactly, it was just for experience. And it doesn't matter. And I'll just be like, okay, and I'll take any job at this point, as opposed to actually pursuing what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot to process.
One day when I just start thinking, I'm like, and the funny thing is, like, there's so many expectations, like, you think you're meant to be doing, like, okay, right now, I'm close to the end of school, I need to start.
My resume should be figured out.
It's a lot, and I feel sometimes it just, like, keeps me in that point. I also even get scared that, what if I don't buy a house in this life? Irrational, right? Like, because I'm losing my age, but I'm quite young.
You're pretty young. You really hate all these worries.
Like, I don't have the money for... The money I have, like, I don't even have money to buy furniture. Not to talk about even buying
a house
or like, a car.
You haven't even figured the small things.
But I'm worrying about the bigger things,
yeah. And I feel like that's really what anxiety is about. It just has you worrying about
a lot of things that, you know, that are not even...
Like, right now, dude.
Exactly. They are kind of like irrational fears because, like, you get stuck in what could possibly happen
rather than
thinking of the present and, like, you know, taking it one day at a time. Yeah, and then anxiety when it comes to friendships. Oh, my God. I remember, I was so scared I won't make friends when I came here. Now I don't have that fear. But then, oh, my God.
At that point in time, you're like, wait, what if nobody likes
exactly.
You?
Exactly. I have this story. Shenwu has told everybody this story.
Share with us.
So the first time, like, my first friends I met in Canada, I think I've only shared it with you. I walked up to people, my first English class, and I noticed they were Nigerians. I'm like, you know, maybe they're not chasing me. We're like, hi. From your accent, I can tell you guys are Nigerian. Please don't chase me away. I literally said, please don't chase me away. How embarrassing.
I was that humble.
That was
where she was at.
That was where I was at. I was like, you guys don't chase me away. My name is this.
So.
You know, I'm new here, you know. And yeah, from that step forward, I got more friends, but I was so anxious about it.
Yeah. I feel like for me, it was even less of making friends here. Yeah. Because to be fair, I'm actually good at making friends. Because I socialize a lot. I play ball, you know.
Yeah,
you're
necessarily agreeable.
Yeah.
Derek, exactly. Derek, everybody likes Derek. Like, I've never met anybody let me just say, anybody here that knows you that doesn't like you.
Don't worry, they're out there. But it's not about, but it's not about that. Mine was more of my people back home.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I would say, like, I think we mentioned it in the first episode, you know, communicating with your people back home. I was just like, how those dynamics change? Because there are those people that I was very close with. And then I'm just, rather than even actively trying to, you know, stay in contact with these people, just super worried about how things will change, you know, whether or not I'm even getting replaced in their life, which, to be honest, actually normally happen. Like, things change, situations change, but I was just so worried about it, and it threw me off in a lot of my friendships with my people.
Because you've established so much with them, and you're like, all that is now what is water under the bridge.
Yeah.
They've moved on.
Yeah, and sometimes it's even just you in your head, because they are those, of course, they are your friends, they are your people, you know. Whatever, even if you haven't talked in a while, if you hit them up, they are still your guys, you know. It doesn't matter whether or not you guys haven't been talking, but it's just you and your head. It's really setting you back and making you worry about things that are not even there. You feel me? Exactly.
Not if, like, you don't even, sometimes you might not even be ready for that step in your life, but you're already worrying about it. Yeah. And, well, I would say this, right? Anxiety is, I would say, debilitating fear. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but it's like more like, it's paranoia.
Okay.
It's like you're paranoid, you're stuck you're stuck in one place. And I don't know, now I'm just gonna say, like, I think we're gonna talk about, like, how we deal with anxiety.
No, I feel like Dim Lady should start with hers.
No.
My method.
No, go ahead. Set this thing.
Okay. Now, my method, I know some people probably listening to this, y'all probably handle things the same way. But for me, if I'm very anxious about something, I stop thinking. You know, it's mine. It happens at the back of my head. You know, it's just that crippling fear, that kind of thing. So I just do it. I just start and to figure itself out. There's no thinking. Stop thinking about it. Just take that first step and keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
In certain situations, I'll just be like, oh, it doesn't really matter right now. When I get there, I'll figure it out. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. That the problem with that is, on top of that method is, what if we get to that bridge and then
it doesn't work out.
That's the main problem. You get there and it doesn't work out. What next?
Okay. When, yeah, so when, so now I was saying, oh, I'll just get it, but now I'm here.
Well, now okay. You're here. Okay. Was
magically the, fix yourself. Exactly. You say you're going to fix it. Magically fix
how
yourself.
How do you do so exactly. That's how I deal with it, but I'm not. I honestly said I should find a better way of dealing with mine. I know some people deal with it this way, but you know, y'all probably have come to that point too, where there are some things you're just like, okay, now I'm here, what do I do? So
yeah,
you know, probably just change the game plan, or you know, you just turn the other way.
Turn it, yeah. You keep pushing, I guess.
Yeah.
Me, mine is a bit different because like I get anxiety attacks. I don't know if anybody else gets that. I'm just gonna explain what it is. It's like I don't want to call it panic attack. It's almost like a mini panic attack where like all your fears. I know I had this rough patch last year where like there were so many things I was anxious about, and just a few moments will come where everything just feels like it's crushing you. In that moment you feel like you can't really breathe, or it feels like a lot on your shoulders. Like you just, I don't know, it feels I don't know how to explain, it just feels very heavy, and it's paralyzing type. Is it paralyzing type of fear where like you know you have other stuff to do, you know you have to get through. Like one of my worries then was like, oh, I am behind on schoolwork.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is because I was scared that okay, because I'm behind on schoolwork, I'll never meet up. Instead of me to actually like go and like start, you know, doing things to meet up, the fear just paralyzes you. Like I don't know how to explain. It's not laziness, trust me. It's just your body
it stops in your tracks.
I like I'm very religious, so I feel like it's more to just the physical. You might think differently, but okay.
that's
so like how I deal with anxiety is basically because I am religious, I pray about it, and I have my friends. Yeah, so back to that, you know, I would say diaries. I remember one time I was having an anxiety attack. Diary came with me dog the night. He jumped through hurdles. It wasn't hurdles. It was not rain, but he just like
your people are deaf.
And Loki over FaceTime, you know, I call people. I just discuss it with my friends. I tell them, okay, because a lot of times your fear is because you've given so much power to your fear that it's in your head. But I think the more you talk about it, the more smaller it becomes. Yeah. It seems so big because it's just in your head. Yeah. But I feel the more you talk about it,
you voice it out.
There are some things you're scared of that you can't really voice out. But like, I think one thing, I think one time I told, was it you or she, I can't remember. It was, I told, okay, I have this fear that is really big. I can't share this with you right now, but just know that I'm suffering, like not suffering. I have anxiety right now and I'm scared for this. And then they will walk me through it, talk me through it, or just be there. I think you're perfect at just being there and not saying anything, because sometimes that's the support some people need.
Yeah,
you just need someone to just be there.
Fucks.
Yeah. And yeah, just know you have like the support. I call my mom a lot. I tell my mom a lot. So if I have a lot of fears, I'm like, Mom, I have this exam, I have this test, or I just rant to her about like stuff I'm scared about. And sometimes I'm just like, you don't worry, you'll get through it. It's gonna be fine. But the fact that she's just listening to me, I feel that is enough.
Yeah.
Those
of y'all that are like me, talk to your people. That's my toxic trait. I never, things happen.
I hate Dari for this. Dari will have like the biggest thing, like say something as big as, I don't know what example to give, but say, oh, you lost so amount of money, that's really huge. Dari will just like, he'd have lost the money.
Figure it out.
Two weeks after I stopped it, you're like, oh, you just randomly. So I lost about this amount of money a couple of weeks ago, and I really needed it for this. I'm like, yo, my nigga, you could have talked about it. You could have.
And at the time, I'm really going through it because it's in my head, and I'm very concerned about it. But just because of my method of, you know, okay, I'll handle it.
I'm like, you literally don't have to handle it by yourself. Like, no, some things, like, obviously, no one can experience it the way you can experience it. But, like, share. Please, share. Yeah. Like, I hate that about Dari. You will not be the one panicking or stressing about it for him. Oh, God. You don't feel like the fool.
But we'll cover this in a future episode. We'll come back to this. Refocus.
Anyway, I've eaten his head about it 1,000 times. So, yeah. Maybe. So, that's just how we deal with anxiety. And yeah, if you've made it this far, thank you. You guys that listen to the end, you guys are the real OGs. You guys are, don't worry, I'll buy you something.
Your real ones.
We'll do giveaway soon.
You know, Thank you for joining us on this episode.
Yeah.
It was a fun one, to be honest. Regardless of the topic.
Talking
about it still.
Yeah. Remember, you are bigger than your fears. Talk about it. No, who are you? You're big. You're strong. Yeah. Remember, like, you can only, the giants that come in your way are only as big as you make them.
Word.
So remember that as you go.
Word. I'm happy.
All right, so this is the end of the podcast. Remember to share, listen, like, and yeah, follow us on Instagram. We're now on Instagram, guys. Yay. Oh my god, it's Dari and Demi's podcast on Instagram. Just Dari and Demi's podcast, literally that way.
Dari and Demi's podcast.
Yeah, DM us if you have anything to say or if you want to be on the podcast. And I guess
see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Dari, are you scared? Do you have anxiety?
No, I'm good.